Blog Talk Radio.
America is at a crossroads. Freedom is not free. That's the patriotic program heard on most of these Deeper Truth stations every Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender, along with his team and special guest commentator Kansas Representative Bill Sutton, tell us what is at stake in this all-important election. To hear this thought-provoking analysis, pick up your phone and dial 646-595-2071. That's 646-595-2071. It could be the most important call of your life. Dear Kansas, among the things you are best known for is that wonderful movie, The Wizard of Oz. There are many lessons contained in that beautiful movie, such as the arrival of the liberal socialist Democrats in your beautiful state. They'll tear it apart if you don't watch them. Now, how in the world do we know that the Democrats showed up in Kansas?
The wind began to switch, the house to pitch, and suddenly the hinges started to unhitch. Just then, the witch, to satisfy an itch, went flying on her broomstick, thumbing for a hitch.
They bring you a program that appears to be like magic. All you have to do is see their leader.
To Oz, to Oz.
We hope
this is Bill.
And how do you get there? They want you to vote for them.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road.
However, eventually you learn the truth about them. They'll talk your ear off telling you how wonderful things will be under their rule. Yes, it's true.
Some people without brains do an awful lot of talking.
But the truth is, liberal Democrats are privately singing their beloved theme song.
I could while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. And my head, I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain. I'd unravel every riddle for any individual in trouble or in pain.
With the thoughts you'd be thinking, you could be another Lincoln if you only had a brain.
By the way, lest we forget, Lincoln was a Republican. And even their greatest leader has trouble sleeping these nights. His chief of staff suggested,
why don't you try counting sheep?
That doesn't do any good. I'm afraid of them.
Eventually, as these liberal types discover that you, dear Kansas, are wise to them, they will leave. But they won't go quiet.
You cursed rat! Look what you've done! I'm melting! Melting! Oh, what a world, what a world! Who would have thought you could destroy my beautiful wickedness?
Ah, look out! Look out! I'm going! Eventually, dear Kansas, you will discover what your wonderful movie is trying
There's
to teach.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
There's no place like home.
And with steadfast courage, as you vote Republican to keep it that way, you can truly say,
be
You're listening to the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
Sutton. Sutton. Hello? Hello?
Representative Sutton, can you hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you. Hello? How are you, sir?
Oh, good. I had you a while ago, and I lost you. And
yep, I went inside. Went out inside a building, and I dropped the signal.
Ah, okay. Well, anyway, I got a question for you.
Fire away.
I'm hoping that you might be okay. We got Mike from New Jersey, and we got Doc from Tennessee. But before I bring them on, I just got a question for you. I want you to see what you think. Do you think that Biden, you know, and all these Democrats, you know, I mean, we're thinking that they don't know what they're doing, but in reality, they do know what they're doing, because what they want to do is they want to tear this country down to such a degree that their aim is to to build it back up with their bad, you know, socialism, you know, kind of like what Obama was trying to do too. Do you think that that's something about what their objective is that they want to turn our
observation, but they've pushed it in a really interesting and successful way, in that they're pretending to be an act, and so they give a relatively intelligent, if misguided and evil, program to a guy who truly is inept to deliver. And so, while I think there is evil genius behind it, it's still being delivered by a dunce, and so we all think it's just incompetent.
Yeah, I know, and you can't help but think that way. Mike, what do you think about that?
Well, I'm thinking a number of things. We lost one of our country singers a few weeks ago. Loretta Lynn died. She was 90, and she had some very interesting philosophies. But before I get into that, Representative Sutton, I know that Loretta Lynn knows exactly where you are, especially if that legislature is run by Democrats.
Really?
Here in Topeka, the rain is a-falling, the faucet is a-drippin', and the kids are a-ballin'. One of them a-tossin', and one is a-crawlin', and one down the way. Oh, gee, I hope they're twins.
Well, you know, the Democrats twins. Incompetence and idiocy.
Nice. Incompetence and idiocy, yes, indeed.
Wow.
You're listening to the Catholic Defender Radio Network. There's another thing that they're doing. They're going after old commercials. And making modern hay out of them. One is a company that put this together, and it was very clever. It's very clever. They're not accusing this company of lying. In fact, I'm not even going to mention who the company is. But what they're doing is taking old jingles. If you remember a certain thing back a few decades ago, you might recognize the tune of this little jingle. Now, there's nothing wrong with that.
Don't tell me they're stepping on the Partridge Family. Come on now. There's got to be a limit.
Do you see?
Do you see how similar these two sound? It is the Partridge Family, and here's the original. Now, there's nothing wrong with what that company did to capitalize on that. They're just trying to cash in on the fact that, and by the way, both of those, the Partridge Family was, their show was popular in 1970. Well, there was another song popular in 1970 that, of course, these TV ads I played for you had nothing to do with it. They're going back to what they wanted in the 1970s. This song came out in 1972. Listen to the lyrics, and this is what they're trying to do. This was recorded by the Kinks in 1970. Homosexuality. He is actually a she. That's what we're getting today. This was prophecy in 1970.
Oh, exactly. Boys will be girls and girls will be boys. It's a mixed up world.
It is. But the some of the companies that go back to the 70s. And put these kind of come on and buy them. They're just trying to cash in on the fact that the 1970s, those who lived in, who were children in the 1970s, are adults today, and this is part of their nostalgia.
Absolutely, the Partridge Family.
Partridge Family was very wholesome. You could set your kids in front of the TV. You could set your kids down in front of the TV and not worry about what they might hear or see.
Except for Reuben being a gigolo, yeah.
Yeah.
It was one episode. Danny Partridge was convinced he was a gigolo. He kept calling him a gigolo.
My memory doesn't go back that far.
I'm very old.
Oh, you're not that old. Ancient may be more appropriate. No, I'm just kidding.
Antique, I don't know, something like that.
I found these little gems, and I thought they might be quite revealing. But it's not the technique; it's the problem. It's who gets to use it.
Right.
Who's using it? You know, the people trying to get people to come in and shop in their store. There's nothing wrong with what they're doing, but when you get down to the Kinks, they put a real kink in the whole thing,
so to speak.
And they're using They're using nostalgia, people's nostalgia, to get them to vote for them.
Exactly. Well, did you see? This was just this week. Did you see AOC kind of dancing along with the chance of AOC resign?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh my gosh, the crowd. If I guess she doesn't hold a lot of town halls, because she held one and her fan base was not amused, and they were singing something along the lines of AOC has got to go. That's what it was, and she was like dancing along with it. Looked like a moron. It was terrible. Looked terrible.
It just gets to the point where you wonder what exactly it is that they're trying to do, and
yes.
you know what they're trying to do.
Complete destruction of the American way of life. Yes.
Well, just take the contrast. Now, everybody using it, like that company that's trying to get people to come in and shop in their store using an adaptation of a Partridge Family jingle, they're not doing anything wrong. They're just using a technique and trying to cash in on it. Nothing wrong with that. But when you start using it the same technique in other ways, then we got a problem. In 1948,
exactly.
I've shared this clip before. In 1948, a movie came out called The Babe Ruth Story, which told the story of George Herman Ruth and the fact that he was a baseball hero. He was also a Catholic.
Yes, he was.
And towards the end of the movie, there was a scene with Babe Ruth in the hospital. Babe Ruth was played by William Bendix. You might remember him from The Life of Riley. He was complaining that baseball had been unfair to him. And his friends were telling him, why don't you sue baseball? I'll give you the exact – this is the actual clip.
Give it all you've got, and baseball will be good to you. That's what Babe said. Look what baseball's doing to him.
That's all right.
Not a storm.
Sue baseball?
No. Well,
now, I have to tell you, Mike, and Bill, that I've got Doc here, and this, since Doc has kind of got into a little bit of the politics there in Tennessee, there.
Clarksville.
Take the last transit.
Last train
to
Clarksville. Heck yeah.
I can pull that up if you want it.
Well, actually, but this is his theme song now. This is Doc's theme song right here.
I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and the white turtle dove. I'd like to teach the world to sing, sing with me.
Doc, wouldn't you say that you're the guy that's running for mayor, that he's the real thing, when you say that?
Yeah. The thing about that, a year ago or so, Coca-Cola came out with a letter to its employees And I haven't really used the Coke product since. If I find out it is a Coke product, you know, they came out with a very woke attitude. And it was a very racist attitude. And personally, I took offense to it. So I just, you know, I just don't deal with Coke products. But, you know, the thing, and I've been listening, and like the Partridge Family, one thing that y'all want to mention about the Partridge Family, it was during the 70s, and there were other shows. I think One Day at a Time was another one where they promoted Homes Without the Father. That's when we got away from Father Knows Best and shows where the father was a patriarch of the home, the one that gave the advice, the one that, you know, Happy Days, I think, was the last one where, you know, you had the father, and he started making the father a bit of a goofball, but he always had that pearl of wisdom he left you with. And then it went downhill from there, and then they started breaking in to where there was a mother and a guy that, I mean, they always had that sexual tension, but they weren't together. So there was no father in the house, but they had to have a masculine influence. And the guy was always a goofball. He was always, you know, the screw up or something like that. But he fixed things, or, you know, the little handyman or something like that. So, you know, I remember these shows. And that's the take that I got from them. And to answer your question with what you opened, Don.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it has been a coordinated attack. I've been saying that all along. What was your question exactly? Refresh my memory.
Well, the idea about the Democrats, you know, we think of, you know, Biden, and, you know, we think that he's inept.
Oh, exactly. Biden is basically a figurehead. They needed somebody to put in front of the thing and try to read the monitor. He is making zero decision. He doesn't have the mental faculties to. There are people controlling it. They infiltrated every aspect of it. And you had a specific point with it, Don. You had a specific point with that in your question.
Well, I think that because what I'm seeing is that the Democrats. And this began with Obama and probably even with Clinton. The idea is that they are trying to transform America from being a republic that we are, democratic republic, the idea of freedom, you know, capitalism.
Yeah.
They're trying to make
it
into a socialist.
All, that's all bad now, yeah. They've been doing this for decades. And it's funny you should say, bring that question up. I'm actually wearing my McCarthy was right shirt. I mean, I'm not saying all Democrats are socialists, but Democrats do have the rep for being the Socialist Party of America. You know, just like the Nazis were the Socialist Party of Germany, the Democrats are the Socialist Party of America. And they have infiltrated everything. The schools, children are raised to hate their country, hate themselves. Especially if you're white in this country. Oh my God! God help you if you're white. You're responsible for every ill thing. And I was talking to somebody earlier today, and I pointed out the fact that it doesn't matter if you're white, brown, yellow, red, or any color. You have been a slave from one race has enslaved another race. All every race has been slaved. If you look back to history, slavery existed. And a lot of people say that slavery is outlawed in this country. Slavery is real in this country. It's very prevalent. I can't get on Twitter for 10 minutes without seeing one of those little adult warnings. And I go to block those, and they're nothing but porn sites on Twitter, free porn. And you got to know these young people, most of them are human trafficked. You know what I mean? That's crazy, huh?
Do you know, Bill? Do you know who is usually there at Walmart? You know, to get donations. You know, when people come into Walmart or someplace like Price Choppers for Christmas, who do you think is out there?
That would be the Salvation Army.
The Salvation Army, the Young Marines, or the Knights of Columbus, almost every time.
Well, it's the Salvation Army, though. They came out with a pamphlet that they're wanting their white donors to apologize for being white. So I called them up and told them that I am not donating anything or giving anything to the Salvation Army. I just will not,
well,
because I am
I
not apologizing.
About Coca-Cola.
Didn't they finally distance themselves from that?
The damage was done. I haven't heard an apology. They came out and sent all their employees a letter saying, try to act less white. Well, you're going to see less green. Go woke, go broke. You know, there's a bank in the UK or wherever. They lost billions of dollars because they tried to put out this you have to identify as type thing, and somebody put in a statement, well, what if I don't want to play along with that? Am I going to be ostracized? And the response is, well, if you don't like it, you can close your account. And within the next 72 hours, they lost billions of dollars. You know, I mean, this whole mentality that we have to play along, you know, I've been telling people defund the school system. They don't want to teach. They want to teach our kids this sexual perversion. They want to teach, but Little House on the Prairie is on the ban list, but you can read about anal sex and oral sex at the fifth grade. You know, that's ridiculous. And until the parents say, no, we're not going to put up with this, pull your kids out. It's going to be hard to do that. Yeah, but it's your kid. You know, I know you're going to have a lifestyle change, but it's your kid. And the thing is, it's not going to be for long, because I guarantee you, you pull the kids out of the school, they're going to lose billions. They won't have a choice but to capitulate. They'll have to.
You should have children
in the school if you're on the school board. If you're on the school board and you don't have kids in the school, you need to resign, because you don't have a stake in the game. You know,
but I tell you what,
I got something for Bill.
He was in a debate with his competitor this coming November, and he literally destroys him. I tell you what, Bill.
Oh, did you watch
he
that?
Is a part, but you just totally. I couldn't feel sorry for the guy though. Because he was totally left,
out of his league. Out of his league.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I got a debate story for you. Today, COS, Convention of States, actually hosted a debate, a mayoral candidate debate here in Clarksville today. And the mayor, he had some kind of prior family thing, so he didn't show up. And the competitor, AC Lopez's competitor, I'm not even going to say his name, but he didn't even show up. He got the invite. He said he would, and then he just dropped out. So AC Lopez was there by himself, and he fielded questions, and he sat there. I think he did a good job. But that just shows you they don't really – unless you're a developer, they don't care. The purpose of this debate was that the candidates could answer, you know, basically go in there blind. We don't know what the questions are going to be. Answer questions from the community. And the other two chose not to do it. And the ironic thing is both of them are saying how good the growth is and how many people want the growth. Every one of the questions were, what are you doing with all this growth? What are you going to do about 100,000 more cars? How are you going to, you know, we can't do this. That's what the people don't want this. The developers do, and they're putting money into these guys' campaigns. And, you know, but when it comes to a straight up, you know, debate, they run it high. You know? So, but yeah, I thought that was pretty, interesting that only AC Lopez showed up.
Yeah, that is enlightening.
Yep.
And we have a computer-based newspaper, I guess. It's called Clarksville Now. There's a plug for them. We're going to put an ad on them. They have a very large following, so that's going to be our next move, our little Hail Mary pass, as it may. You know? But anyway.
Bill? Bill, will there be a second debate? Will there be a second one of those?
I haven't received any invitations for one. I would be more than happy to. I mean,
he's getting choppy.
Am I choppy?
We were getting some feedback. That was better.
Okay. I'll try it like this. Yeah, I have. I don't. I've never received any invitations for any other debates. I'd be more than happy to oblige because that was a hoot the other night. I haven't received any invitations.
Probably won't. They don't want to go through that shellacking again.
Well,
my son's a pretty good judge of body language, and he was sitting out in the audience just giggling as he was watching this guy get more and more flustered as the debate went on. He said he was twitching around in his seat like he wanted to jump up and down or something, but you know.
And it just seems that you're all you're saying is we need to listen to the words of Ronald Reagan.
That would always be a good idea.
You can hear it, Mike.
It went away.
We can't hear it.
Oh, well, okay. Okay, I'll start it again.
You and I have a bond with you today. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of men on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step since 1,000 years of suffering. We will keep in mind and remember that Barry Goldwater has faith. He has faith that you and I have the ability, the dignity, and the right to make our own decisions and determine our own destiny.
That's Ronald Reagan back in 1964. That was from the speech called A Time for Choosing.
Yeah, that was.
I heard a joke that Ronald Reagan told. I heard this joke that he told. He was speaking, I can't remember where, but he said that he was out in his farmer's field and he was going to give a speech and there was no platform. So they got this big crate full of manure and he climbed up on it and he gave his speech and the lady said, I've never heard a Republican speak before. And he looked down and said, that's all right, honey. I never spoke on a Democrat platform before.
How right he was. And, of course, the Democrats, Rahm Emanuel, has a different idea.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
if
you can create the crisis, that's even better.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they're doing a lot of that. But Hillary Clinton said that it's never about winning the fight. It's always about the fight. Let's take Duncan. That was her quote in her master's thesis. Now let's take an example like gun violence or anything like that. You take a shooting, now you got a crisis. We're not going to solve it. We're just going to keep that crisis going with all the media and everything like that so we can get more control. That's the whole goal. If you solve the problem,
exactly,
you lose control. You lose control once the problem's solved. So long as that problem's there, there's going to be control. So, yeah, it's never about the solution. It's only about the confrontation, only about the fight.
Guess who told me today that they're very proud of what we're doing here, with Bill Sutton and Doc and Mike. Guess who got in touch with me today and told me that they were very proud of us. Who do you think
it was?
Was
it your mom? It was my mom.
Who?
It was my mom.
What?
You're broken up, boss.
Who do you think it was?
Well, who was it?
It was Mel Gibson.
No kidding.
He got into...
No kidding.
No kidding. No kidding.
You were mentioning Hillary Clinton a little while ago.
Mel, if you're listening to the show, hey.
Doc, you've been mentioning Hillary Clinton lately. Do you remember when she said this?
All the laws we passed don't count for much if they're not enforced. Rights have to exist in practice, not just on paper. Laws have to be backed up with resources and political will. And deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs, and structural biases have to be changed.
Yeah, I remember when she said that. I was thinking when I was hearing it, yeah, she's running for office. But, yeah, I remember her saying that. You know, that's the thing about narcissists. They tell you what they're going to do. And it sounds so unbelievable that you think they're joking, so you don't say, no, don't do that. And they take that as permission to do it.
Did we lose them? Yeah, I think we did. Bill? Bill?
It's ringing.
Bill?
I think we
may have walked into the other room.
Yeah,
I was trying to see if I
could. His signal's been going off and on.
Yeah, narcissists
Bill,
do that.
Bill, you there?
Hello?
Bill, you there? Bill, you there? Bill, we lost you. Did you walk into the other room?
I don't think we got him.
You there? He's in the studio. He's in the switchboard now. So he should be able to hear.
Are you
there, Bill?
You may be cutting
What's
in
that?
And out in, on his phone.
Oh, man. Well, we lost him
he
again,
might be
so
able to
I don't know.
But not speak.
Well, unfortunately, we are. Oh, wait a minute. He's trying to call back in. Hold on.
Okay.
Hey, Bill. Bill, you there? You there? Maybe is it me?
It may be
can
the
you hear me?
He's in.
Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Where
yeah,
are you?
I
can
hear
you.
Can hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah. Oh, good. Because we lost you a couple of times. I was just trying to see. I thought maybe you might have walked into the other room or something.
Yeah. No. I'm out at a Halloween party out here by Hillsdale Lake, and the service is a little bit spotty.
I got you. I understand.
Yeah, I don't know if you lost what we were saying, but I was saying narcissists tell you what they're going to do. You know, that thing that Hillary Clinton was saying, you know, if she got elected, they would go after the church and freedom, religious freedom. That would have to go because they can't control that. You know, and they'll tell you,
exactly.
Biden said he's going to shut down the oil industry, and he did it. You know, campaign promise kept. You know?
Absolutely. Now we have $4 gas.
Right. And the thing is, when these narcissists tell you they're going to do this, it sounds so unbelievable that you don't know what to do, and they take that as permission. like Bill Gates said, he wants to wipe out a third of the planet with vaccines and birth control. They actually applauded this guy for saying he wants to commit genocide. You know, it just, I mean, until we say, no, you can't do that, they're going to do it. You know, they tell you what they're going to do. And then we act surprised when they do it.
And Bill, did you hear that Mel Gibson was proud of what we're doing here? And I didn't know if you heard that part.
I didn't hear that part. That's phenomenal.
Yeah, he got in touch with me today, I told him that his movie, The Passion of the Christ. I shared that in Iraq there in Sadr City when I was, when I was deployed over there. And that touched his heart. That touched his heart, you know, and told him that through what he's been doing, like with work like that, it's helped us be a good witness. So we need that kind of professional ability from some of this to do that kind of work, you know, that they do. And it doesn't all have to be bad. It could be good, too. And so that's good. And so I try to lift him up in that way. And so so he's happy with what we're doing.
That's beautiful.
I would love to have a sit-down conversation with Mel Gibson. Mel, if you're listening, give me a call. I would, man. I think it'd be a fun conversation on both sides.
Well, he's a pretty smart cookie. He really is. He's,
oh, I know.
Yes, he is.
I know.
So I'm glad that, and he's supportive of our Holy Catholic faith too. I mean, he's really mm-hmm. supportive of what we're doing, and so. In fact, I invited him to come on the show sometime when he gets a chance.
There you go.
That would be phenomenal.
Yeah, that would be.
My wife might even tune in.
Your wife? Sean?
They'll go, really, huh?
Yeah. Hey, you know the guy that played Hercules? You remember the guy that played Hercules back in the 90s?
Yeah.
Kevin Sorbo.
He came on our show. I interviewed him on our show.
I would love to.
He's rock solid.
He's pro-life and he's been coming out with some good Christian movies, you know. I like God's Not Dead. You know, those were excellent. And, you know, he's come out with some good stuff. And he appeared on Deeper Truth. He really did. Judy and I we interviewed him. And another person from one of the radio stations here, Catholic radio stations here in Kansas City, also joined us on that, too. So that was it was really good. So I love it. I love it when we get some good and I really feel blessed that we got Representative Sutton, not just as a special guest, which we had in the past, but he's a co-host, man. And we got Mike from New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
And Doc from Tennessee. So
yeah,
that's
Doc,
awesome.
Man. Doc to Doc.
Yeah.
I think if I could talk to Mel Gibson about anything, I'd want to talk to him about his episode on The Simpsons.
About his what?
He did an episode on The Simpsons. I would like to talk to him about that. We got other things I like to talk
to him about. On The Simpsons?
Him and Homer ran amok and everything. It was funny. So.
I didn't know he'd done anything like that.
Yeah. He was on as himself. I liked it. Making a movie and, you know.
The Patriots. That one is, to me is, I mean, that is classic. And then the one that he did about Vietnam, that one was fantastic, too. So he's put out really,
We are soldiers. We were soldiers.
But, yeah.
Speaking of the Patriot, you know the little girl yelled, Papa? She died not too long ago. The young girl. I don't remember what she died of. That for me, is the most powerful scene of that movie. That scene right there. That one always gets me. But and my wife told me she passed. But he does some really good stuff.
Anybody, like, for example, like myself, you know, when I'm getting ready to go to war, and I see my kids, you know, that are toddlers. That touches your heart, man. It's hard, but you have to. That's just what we do.
Yep.
And so that scene also touches me too in the same way.
And he kind of did that same thing in We Are Soldiers with that soldier in the chapel.
Yeah.
And then that was the one soldier that didn't make it back. You know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he wanted to know more about, and I told him that, you know, what some of my experience in the military and stuff. Mine wasn't play acting. Mine was the real deal. He's proud of what we are doing here. And so that is so cool. And his faith and where he's at. And I think he wants to do more. And so I want to encourage him with Mark, the guy that played Father. I can't even remember it now. My mind has fizzled. But Mark Wahlberg, he's come out with some good stuff as well.
We were discussing.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to – I just had a little short story there. We were discussing The Passion of the Christ there with Mel Gibson, and I was at an event one time where Jim Caviezel was speaking. And so I was – before the event, I was lined up at the bar, and Caviezel was right in front of me. And I guess he prepared for a public speech in much the same way I do. But I looked at him, and he realized pretty soon that I was jacking with him. But I looked at him and go, "Hey, I know you." And he started to kind of feel uncomfortable. I said, "You're Eric Roberts." that broke the ice pretty good. He relaxed a whole lot right after that.
That's cool.
It was a fun event.
I think we just lost you.
Oh, I was just saying,
no,
he's a heck of a speaker. No, here I am. He's a heck of a speaker. He was going through, you know, some of the trials and tribulations that were associated with the filming of The Passion of the Christ. And it was a heck of a story.
Yeah, like he got hit with lightning on the cross, when he was up there.
Hey, it was freezing to death the whole time he was hanging up there. It was cold.
Yeah, the wind blowing. And the wind was blowing, and he was up there kind of shaking up, on that cross up there on a cliff, and it was just wind blowing.
Dislocated his shoulder.
It's an amazing story. In fact, I told Mel Gibson that very thing. I told him that the making of the movie, The Passion of the Christ, in itself is a very interesting story. Very powerful story.
That would make
just
a good side movie. The making of The Passion of the Christ. Mel, if you're listening, I'd watch that. I'd pay to see that. That's a good movie.
Heck yeah.
That would be a good story. And it would bring... it would bring people back to the original movie.
Exactly. Yes, it would.
I mean, because you can't do a sequel, unless you do the actual apostle. That would be the sequel to the actual apostle.
I don't know. You could sequel it through Easter and the Acts, I guess. You know, you could kind of sequel it. It'd be a little
apostles.
Weird. Exactly.
No, actually, I'd pay to see that. You know, I mean,
that would be cool.
Yeah.
Let's face it. A lot of religious movies are mainly about, like, the visionaries and about Christ. You don't see a whole lot of movies. I can't think of many about the Acts of the Apostles. That would be and you can make that into a series. You know,
oh my
seriously.
Gosh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd pay. My sons would watch that. We'd watch that as a family. That's the kind of TV we need. And let's not woke it up. Let's tell it like it is. You know,
exactly.
There was slavery. There was stoning. There was misbehaving. Don't Disney it up. Make it real. Make it raw. The ratings will go through the roof. You know, I mean, seriously.
Yeah, I love the idea. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, have Mel give me a call.
Too.
I got. Yeah, tell Mel to give me a call. I mean, I would love to. Wow, that's a good idea. I get one or
that
two
is
a year.
Good. I'll get to work on the screenplay.
There you go. I mean, think about it. Well, we have that. We actually have it right from the book, you know?
Well, that's why it was going to be a pretty easy job, yeah.
Yep. We need the who would we have play Peter? That would be the question.
We need somebody grizzled and mean.
Yeah,
I don't know if
they'd
let
me
do that. You said grizzled?
No.
I don't know about
you'd
that
have,
one off.
You'd have to have somebody constantly putting his foot in his mouth.
Peter was an old fisherman who just, you know, kind of he was a believer, no doubt about it. But I mean, he was not the priestly character. He was a tough old man.
He wasn't politically correct. He wasn't woke.
No.
He told it like it was. Yeah.
I think the person that you could play very well would be Barnabas or Barabbas.
Barabbas. I like Barnabas better.
Barabbas.
Oh man. I'd give it a shot, you know, what the hell. I think you would make a good Andrew.
Yep. Anthony Quinn did a good job playing Barabbas. That was a good
movie. St. Anthony. I think you make a good St. Anthony.
Oh, gosh. St. Anthony.
Yeah.
You know.
I think you, that's you, baby, all day long. You know?
Wow. Hey, I will have to tell you something was – I was out doing the rosary out here, and I was walking around doing the rosary, and I had about a family of rabbits that came up to me as I was praying the rosary. And they just, like, came up to me, and just was like they were listening to me. And I'm like, whoa.
There you go.
Is this a sign?
That's crazy. There you go. Holy mackerel.
Oh, gosh. I told Gigi about that, and she didn't like the scene of that, the idea of that, you know. She, come on. You know, her husband out there praying a rosary, and then rabbits showing up like that. No.
I kind of just had a, wait a minute, I had a Shrek flashback where old girl was singing and brought in the animals, brought in that bird, and popped that bird with her singing and then took the eggs. Rabbits show up, we got dinner.
No, that's not how St. Christopher would do it. Hold on.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I tell you what, guys, it is that time. Bill, do you have a last thing that you'd like to put out before we pop off? And tomorrow night would be a Journey with Mary.
No, I've got nothing too substantial here. I've been out door knocking every day, and I just want to remind everybody that here in Kansas, early voting started today. So if you are of a mind to vote early, which I'm not, but if you happen to be of that mindset, it is now available. Myself, I'm going to wait until Election Day because I don't want to give the Dems any indication as to how many ballots they need to print up.
There you go.
Jim, Gigi and I are thinking the same thing. And O'Hare, you remember the lady that is running? O'Hare,
absolutely.
You know who I'm talking about?
I've been handing her lid out too. You bet.
Well, you know, I did an interview with her, and she converted to the Catholic Church and gave her testimony here. So I'll be pushing that out. So let everybody that you know that you see know too. That's
absolutely.
That's
awesome. I'm handing her lid out with mine.
Can I ask everybody out there to say a prayer for my brother? He just got diagnosed with colon cancer. So,
that's no good.
Early detection.
Yeah, they caught it. He's doing well, but they're going to give him a round of chemo anyway. So, you know, just keep him in your thoughts, you know.
Absolutely.
That's automatic rosary right there.
Thank you.
What about
you
there, Mike?
Well, I'm just listening to all of this, and where'd he go? Oh, I'm just listening to all of this, and I'm wondering if we ought not follow the advice of Bishop Fulton Sheen.
Always in the world of those that are crying down. Down with the police, down with the churches, down with teachers, down with government. Can you build anything down? You cannot. Certainly time in our nation to change our words. Let's begin now to use the word up. Up from all of this filth. Up from this violence. Up from this indifference of court. Up. Up to the hid fathomless of eternity. Up. Up to God.
I wish they were
God. And so this area is my word. And this is my word to all those who oppose President Trump, who's knocking it out tonight. This is Doc, this is Mike, this is me, and this is Representative Sutton. And good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.